Trip down the time tunnel of top tunes. Two songs today that would have been long forgotten by now, but for tongue-in-cheek audience contributions that made both tunes enduring favourites. And a language heads-up. The F word is an ingredient in these two unlikely musical success stories. The tale begins in Australia, around 1975.
Hey, little lady in the blue jeans, what's your name? I'd like to get to know you, what's your name?
These Adelaide lads had been the Moonshine Jug and String Band for a couple of years. In 1974, they were the Keystone Angels. The following year, the Angels.
Went down to Santa Fe.
And that was their first single as The Angels, Am I Ever Gonna See Your Face Again?
You'll be referring to the very first single that we ever released,
yeah.
A song that we demoed, I think we demoed this back in Adelaide and sent it to every record company in Australia, and every one of them turned us down, except we even went into EMI at the time and recorded it, and they turned us down as well. But George and Harry didn't turn us down, Harry Vander and George Young, and they recorded it. We put it out. It actually wasn't a big hit for us, but over the years it's become huge.
From a conversation I recorded with Angels' Rick and John Brewster, Buzz Bidstrup and Chris Bailey on ABC Cairns in 2006. Radio didn't really pick up the song when it was first released, even though it always wowed the audiences at Angels' performances. Over time, the band got tired of playing it and dropped it from their live set. Fast forward to 1983, when something serendipitous happens right out of the blue. Audiences at Angels' gigs began singing a response to the question posed in the song title.
Am I ever gonna see your face again?
Doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if it's probably even the Pope. Someone still comes back. They all come back with that response, which didn't start off like that. It was started off much. It came about much later. But it now is just part of the song.
That's Fifa Riccobono, who worked with the Angels at the legendary Albert music label in the mid-70s. The No Way Get Off thing has continued ever since, so much so it's hard to imagine the song without it. So how did this begin? Well, the Angels didn't start it.
And we had nothing to do with it in the first place.
We're pretty certain that it started in Far North Queensland.
And they're right. It did start in North Queensland. Rick Brewster says it was at a gig in 1983 in Mount Isa. They hadn't played the song live for years, but that night, pressed for a third encore, they played Am I Ever Gonna See Your Face? And the audience chanted the response. Next night in Cairns, it happened again. And this was before mobile phones and social media. This thing went viral via some weird mojo rock and roll bush telegraph. And it's continued everywhere they've played the song since then.
We got to play to about 50 or 60,000 people from Memphis on the banks of the river on Independence Day. Can you believe it? But out there in the audience, somebody was saying, no way, get off. And it was just, yay, Aussie. It was great.
Doc Neeson. And thanks to that extra line, the song has become, well, kind of anthemic and universal, even turning up in the ABC TV show Upper Middle Bogan.
Went down to Santa Fe, where Anwar paints the walls. Described you clearly, but the sky began to fall. Am I ever gonna see your face again? Am I ever gonna see your face again?
what she's actually tooting is No Way.
No, yeah, I know. We get FM radio.
The second part of our story begins with a music-loving kid growing up in 1960s Brisbane.
I was singing on three different radio shows in Brisbane: Children's Hit Parade, the Tristram's Young Queenslanders Club, and Rumpusrum.
That's Mike Chapman, musician, producer, and one half of the legendary Chapman and Chin songwriting team that created hits like and many others, for the likes of Tony Basil, The Knack, Racy, and a heap of others. 19 top 40 hits in just 1 year alone. In 1972, Chapman and Chin give a song to an Aussie band called New World.
Sally called when she got the word, and she said, I suppose you've heard about Alice.
It flopped, but who knew what was to come? 4 years later, the British band Smokey got their hands on it.
I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice.
This tale of unrequited love and other possibilities was a big hit around the English-speaking world, and it was covered in at least 9 other languages in the years after its initial release. And then, like many hit records, it just quietly faded away. Except in a bar called Gompie in the Dutch town of Nijmegen, where in the early 90s, DJ Onno Pelzer played it often, turning the volume down after the line, "Living next door to Alice," and the crowd would chant,
"Alice! Who the f*** is Alice?"
Two musical types, Peter Coolowin and Rob Peters, saw this happen one night, laughed themselves silly, and thought, this could be a hit record. They put a band together, named it Gompie, after the bar, and recorded it the very next day.
Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. Alice! Who the f*** is Alice? 24 years just waiting for a chance.
It was a huge hit and spawned a truckload of other versions around the same idea. And it gave the original song a whole new lease of life, brought it back from the golden oldies vault. Smokey realised the value of this and recorded their own cover version of their own song, with comedian Roy Chubby Brown asking the by now eternal question.
Now
soon, the original Alice and the Who the F*** is Alice versions were being copied endlessly. Kevin Bloody Wilson's Living Next Door to Alan, Bond, actor Alan Fletcher recorded Who the F*** is Susan for his fictional wife in the soap opera Neighbours. Even the Smurfs got in on the action.
There's a place you ought to visit, a place where you should go. It's full of friendly people.
Different words, same tune. And then this from Northern Ireland football fans going to Paris last year to watch their team at the European Championship finals.
Oh, 30 long years we've been waiting for the chance. Now we're gonna qualify, we're gonna go to France. 'Cause it's 2016 and we're making our way to Paris. Paris, on our way to Paris.
There are at least 2 dozen versions of this song now. The original by Smokey has sold tens of millions of copies and owes most of its later success and its longevity to that extra line dreamed up in a Dutch bar in the early 90s. Can you listen to the original now without at least thinking of or hearing that extra line? I know I can't.
Sally called when she got the word. She said, I suppose you've heard about Alice. Well, I rushed to the window and I looked outside, but I could hardly believe my eyes. It's a big limousine rolled up into Alice's drive.
Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice.
We grew up together.
Alice.